Welcome back to another episode of Balance Hormones, Balance Life. This is your host, Stephanie. And so this week, I want to talk about a subject that you probably have been hearing on the news all over the place, and that is how to protect your immune system and avoid the coronavirus. If you haven't heard it, it is spreading like crazy all throughout China. All the news have been covering it. People have been panicking about it. So I want to give you some really helpful tips about how to protect yourself. We're going to dive into it in a little bit more detail in this episode. And stay tuned to the very end because I have a special announcement for you, and you have to learn about when you can tune in for that announcement. You do not want to miss out on it. So on to today's episode. Hey everyone, it's your girl Stephanie here. And with this being the winter and cold and flu season is going on, and depending on when you are watching this, at the time of this recording, the coronavirus has been hitting the news really crazy and a lot of people are really worried about it. So this is a respiratory illness, coronavirus, that is spreading all throughout the origin of China. And the fear of it spreading and coming to other areas is getting really, really high. I know if you look on social media, there's quite a few people who are panicking because they are getting sick. They might have gotten a flu shot, they might have gotten the immunizations, whatever it may be, but they are getting really, really sick early on in the beginning of 2020. And of course, with everything that they're hearing in the news, they're worried that they might have the coronavirus. Now, first I want to talk about, before we go into deep details about how to protect yourself with this, because that's what the majority of this is going to be about, I want to talk about how likely you are to actually get this coronavirus. Right now, the risk for Americans is low. You don't want to be overly concerned about it, but if you haven't recently traveled to China, again, your risk is low. As of January 28th of 2020, there have been 5 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S., which is in Washington, California, Illinois, and Arizona. All these patients have recently traveled to the area of Wuhan, China, where the origin of this outbreak has been going on, and they all have been hospitalized. As you know, they have been evacuating a lot of people in this region of China, a lot of Americans out so that they can be protected from this virus. So if you have recently traveled there, maybe your concern is a little bit higher, but if you haven't, right now we only have 5 confirmed cases of this virus being in the United States. And the reason, again, that I want to talk about this, because a lot of my audience out there are women, a lot of them are parents. And so, of course, the concern is really high of them getting it, other kids getting it, whatever it may be. You want to protect yourself, not just from this virus, but from any other viruses that might be going on, so that you can boost your immune system and really have a healthy and happy 2020. So, again, really, should you be worried? Right now, the CDC is working tirelessly to ensure that there is less of this spread going on. So at this point of time, no, you shouldn't be worried unless you recently went to that region. And we are now want to kind of talk about a little bit on how to protect yourself, not just from this virus, but again, from any illnesses that might be going on, that might be spreading, that your kids might be bringing home from school, that you might be contracting while traveling, or that you might be getting from your workplace. Because again, if you've been scrolling on social media, you've probably seen quite a few people who have been reporting that they have had a cold and flu. And a lot of my friends that are in the holistic wellness mindset and career have been saying that unfortunately they didn't catch it early enough, or the immune system wasn't as strong as they thought they were. And so now they have to resort to antibiotics, because whatever this is going on, not necessarily the coronavirus, but whatever flu that is going on, is really knocking them out cold. So I want to talk about how you can protect yourself and boost your immune system all at the same time. So if you are ready to dive in, let's talk. Some of these tips you might have already heard of before, because of course this is probably something that your parents or your teachers or anyone else probably drilled into your head ever since you were a kid. Of course, the first one is going to be wash your hands with soap
or use a hand sanitizer that contains alcohol. You can easily make one. If you are afraid of using alcohol, you can use something with a little bit of rich hazel, and then doTERRA makes this really great essential oil called On Guard. If you want to learn a little bit more about that or where you could get it, I will leave the information below in the description so that you'll be able to get your hands on Guard. It's amazing. You could take it internally. You could put it as a topical thing. You could diffuse it to boost the immune system. And on top of that, you could turn it into a hand sanitizer. So many uses. They have a whole line of products, everything from mouthwash to toothpaste to cough drops, everything On Guard. And it tastes really nice. It's like a clover, cinnamon, orange peel flavor. So if you're into that, you really, really like it. All right. When you're sneezing and coughing, make sure you do it into the tissue or into your elbow. So like right in that area. A lot of times if we do not cover our mouths, right? We just let that germ spread. And if you've ever been that person that's in a confined space, whether it's an office space or you've been on public transportation, and someone sneezes and you could tell it didn't cover it, like the first thing you want to do is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get sick. So again, sneeze and cough into a tissue or into your elbow. If you get snot or spit on your skin, clean it up right away. Use that antibacterial stuff, the hand sanitizer, your On Guard mixture, whatever it may be, to get that off, to avoid any germs from spreading. And avoid touching your face with any unwashed hands, because a lot of times it goes into your orifices, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, right? And we're so typical of touching these things. Another thing I wanna say is clean your electronic devices, especially your phone. So keep those alcohol pads around. Make sure that you are constantly cleaning those because they collect so much gunk throughout the day. So you might not realize that, you know, you're touching something, it's getting all those sneezing and everything else, and then you're putting it right on your face when you're talking. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, especially people who are exhibiting any kind of respiratory symptoms and fever. One of the things that I started doing, and you probably see this a lot, especially if you are seeing any of the stuff that in the news in China, is to get yourself a mask. And you can get these practically anywhere. I lately have been traveling with these. My mom has been asking me to travel with these things since we've had a lot of the SARS outbreaks, the bird flu, all those kind of things. So you just simply take the mask, put it behind your ears, cover your face, and then squeeze it so it goes around your nose. And now you're protected. Yes, you're gonna look kind of crazy. It's perfectly okay. But you'd rather look crazy and then be healthy then be sick and be out of work, out of commission for quite a while when you have a family or friends that are depending on you, or you need to make sure that your bills are paid, right? Another thing is if you do get sick or you get an onset of something, stay at home. This is not the time to go to the office. It's not the time to go get that workout, and keep your butt at home and let your body fully recover. Another thing is not just your phones, but make sure that you are cleaning all surfaces, including countertops, doorknobs, with a disinfectant. You want to make sure that everything is nice and disinfected. When you go into the bathroom and the toilet seat, you know, make sure that you're putting something that covers you as a barrier, those kind of things. So now that's probably stuff that you've all heard of. And you might have heard some of these other techniques that I'm going to share with you, more of a holistic route on how you could protect yourself from or boost your immune system and help protect yourself from any of the viruses that are going around. So the very first one is get your vitamin C in. You can get it in capsules. So you can get it in different types of capsules that you get at your drugstore. You could get it in a form of, you know, your oranges, lemons, limes, things like that. Orange juice, or there's a really great Ayurvedic herb called Alma, and it's actually stronger than an orange or your orange juice. You could even boost it and take it and put it inside of your drink, which I mixed up in here. It's very tart, very bitter. It's considered Indian gooseberry, so very tartness. You want to mix it up with something, but you can mix it up into your orange juice so that you get those extra vitamin C's in there. Another great one to have is zinc. Zinc is really good to help boost your immune system. So pair your zinc with your vitamin C, and you feel a whole lot better. other things that I always have in my repertoire, and I've got these from my great friend, Julie, who makes these. It's collateral servers, so these are little drops. As you can see, they are clear. And you just put like four drops right underneath your tongue. So you're just gonna take the dropper, put it underneath your tongue, let it sit for like 30 seconds. I know I didn't let it sit for 30 seconds because I'm demoing this, but let it sit for about 30 seconds underneath your tongue and then swallow. The other one is elderberry syrup. So if you are in the California area, she'll actually, you can pick it up, she'll ship it to you. But if you live outside the area, you'll get a great kit. So that's what I have here. I made my own elderberry syrup, and this is great. This will last you all season long. If you have those picky people that, or you're on the run, you can always do it. Another great thing is elderberry gummies. She actually makes elderberry gummies too, but this is another one that you can end up getting. And just pop a couple of these, which I'm gonna do right now. Take two of these, pop them in, and call it a day, right? Pop those in a little bit later. Other things that I like is get yourself some chicken broth. You could get them in so many different ways. Make sure that you're getting low sodium, but get yourself some bone broth, whether that is chicken broth, whether that is beef broth. Those are really gonna help build up those antibodies in your body, boost your immune system, so make sure you're doing that. You can make chicken noodle soup, chicken vegetable soup, whatever it is that you want to do, just make sure that you're getting those broths into your system. My favorite, cough syrup, when you're feeling that itchiness in your throat. But again, ladies, you have to be cautious if you are pregnant, because you cannot have raw honey. Your doctor will let you know that. So this might not be a great one to take when you are pregnant. But for those other people out there that do not have an issue or with honey or are not pregnant, this is a great antidote for you. It is taking one tablespoon of your local. Make sure it's a local, because you want to build up your antibodies for any of the pollen and pollutants that you have around your place. One tablespoon of local honey to 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric and 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. If you want to add a little bit more, you can also do some ground ginger. From there, you mix them up, and you have it multiple ways in which you could take it. You could take it like an actual cough syrup, which is really, really great. Again, the cinnamon and the turmeric are anti-inflammatory, and the honey is an antibiotic, so really great to build up the immune system. Or you could put it in your tea, or if you're an adult, or you don't mind your youth having some little bit of whiskey, you can make a hot toddy. So again, that is gonna be taking that mixture, that honey mixture, putting it into some tea. You probably wanna do something like chamomile tea, or a ginger tea, or something that's a herbal tea, so that you could take it at night. One shot of whiskey, and then a little bit of lemon juice, or a squeeze of lemon juice, and mix that all together, and that is gonna be your hot toddy, and you can drink that up to 3 nights to help boost your immune system. Last time my husband got sick, he swore by the hot toddies to really help him out. I've been having them since I was a kid, but again, use your discretion when it comes to this. If you are trying to avoid alcohol for any reason, pregnant, whatever it may be, cut that out. There's a ton of other things that I have listed that you can do. So quick recap of some of the things that you could do on a holistic level that you could take to balance, boost your immune system is taking vitamin C mixed with zinc. You could also get it from things like orange juice, alma fruit, things like that. Take elderberry and collateral silver, bone broth, chicken, or beef bone broth, and then make your hot toddy mixture of all of the things that you love to have, which is going to be the cinnamon, the turmeric, and the honey. Or you could just make that syrup. So I hope that you have found something that's really gonna help. Again, if you have to resort to the mask and you're looking funny, who cares? Protect yourself as best as possible, especially if you're elderly or you're pregnant or a child, whatever it may be. You much rather avoid the virus than try to look cute all day long. And sometimes, I don't know, you could decorate it so it matches your outfit if you really want to look cute. Whatever you want to do. Anyways, this is Stephanie with some really helpful tips on how to boost your immune system to avoid any of the viruses that are going out there. Hopefully this will help protect you from any of those things and that you don't get the coronavirus and it doesn't become a widespread thing. So please let me know if you found any of these tips very useful. And if so, send me a message at info@stephanielopezgilmore.com. I also want to let you guys know that on Super Bowl Sunday on my Facebook page, which I will link below, I am doing a major announcement at 5 o'clock. You want to make sure that you are there so that you can be front and center and learn all about what is going to happen for this announcement. I got some cool programmings and things that I've been working on behind the scenes, and I want to share that exciting news with you. If you don't get a chance to catch it then, don't worry. You could catch it on replay, and I probably will announce some of those amazing things next week on another episode of Balance Hormones, Balance Life podcast. So make sure that you subscribe to my podcast, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then also make sure that you like my Facebook page so you can get all the up-to-date information regarding health and wellness tips so that you can live a really healthy, balanced hormone, balanced life. Have a great day, and I will see you all next week.